Before you know about it, she's already talking about it. Melissa in the Morning on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
Well, hey there. Good morning. It's 8:38 to 22 before 9. Another check of traffic and weather together. Coming up, Paul and for Melissa on the Melissa in the Morning program. Another betting scandal out there. It's in the news. This one, a mafia-connected betting scandal connected to some NCAA athletes. We have the ongoing investigation into a couple of pitchers out there. Emmanuel Clase is one of them. This NBA scandal from a few weeks ago. What do bettors think about this? Not just people in general, but people who bet. Sacred Heart University has done a new poll out there in conjunction with Gray Media and the CT Insider. And to talk about that poll from Sacred Heart, we're joined by Dr. Andrew Miller. He's director of the Sports Communication and Media Graduate Graduate Program at SHU. Hey, Dr. Miller, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Interesting poll here. In light of everything that's happening now, there's fresh news of another scandal here. People have said, well, this is inevitable. You're going to have that. But talk a little about this poll and how it was conducted and some of the findings here. This is fascinating to me.
Yeah, well, you know, being on a college campus, we're kind of at the center of sports gambling's impact on, mm-hmm. on society. I mean, there's so many young men now that are, you know, they're turning 21. They're legal to gamble in most of the states of the country, and they're doing a lot of it. So it's the kind of thing that we want to be paying attention to. So we did a poll last year, and now we did this sort of kind of smaller pulse poll recently in light of these scandals. And there were, like, I think, quite a few sort of interesting things that came out of it. I guess I'll start with, you know, these are, again, we surveyed people that are actually betting on games, mm-hmm. and 80% of them, you know, were and are worried about the integrity of NBA games. So
yeah.
The people that are betting on them, they're worried about it. Now, the interesting thing about that, though, is that even though they're worried, still a full, like, almost 30% of them are more likely to keep betting.
Wow. Wow.
So I think... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is... that's a testament to, I guess, the allure of this. It may be not on the up and up, but I'm still going to do it. Like, wow, when you see that, you know?
Yeah, no, I think exactly that, you know, this is an addictive behavior. I mean, we all do things that maybe are not great for us.
Yeah.
And we'll do them anyway. And, you know, you sort of, and there's that part. The other thing that may be related to this, although, you know, we don't know this, is that because sometimes you get, I think, this reaction where, you know, this kind of bad behavior has been found out. So the assumption is the leagues will step in and now start to do a better job, mm-hmm. of restricting that, you know, so that actually betting will become, you know, it'll become a better platform because they've now found out these bad actors.
Yeah. Interesting here, too. Maybe, you know, Dr. Miller, it's the kind of thing, well, you know, okay, they found this instance of it. Who knows, right? People say, well, this could have been going on for years. It doesn't mean that I'm going to stop watching it and stop betting on it. Yeah, maybe, I don't know, the price of doing business here, as they say?
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it. I mean, we did find that, you know, that not only are these bettors concerned about the NBA, this has, you know, lowered their level of trust about the integrity of, you know, of major league sports, mm-hmm. you know, of all kinds. So I think that's part of it. You know, some other interesting things that came out of this is that, again, these are the people that are betting on games, and they're doing it, and I think, you know, they're probably enjoying it.
Yeah.
But close to 90% of them are concerned that the advertising around it is encouraging risky or unethical betting behavior. And I think that speaks to the rise of, you know, these new betting platforms. You know, that's where people are betting now. They're not, you know, they're not going to a casino. They're not finding some, you know, shady bookmaker like they used to in the past. They're
yeah.
just doing it on their phone.
Yeah.
And people love the convenience. But interestingly, even these people that are heavily involved in it are concerned that the advertising is not you know, good for us.
It is amazing, and we're joined by Dr. Andrew Miller from Sacred Heart University. It is startling, Dr. Miller, whether you're watching an NFL game, college basketball, college football, the NHL, the NBA, whatever. And as they're discussing the game, there are all these graphics with point spreads and over-unders and prop bets. It is mind-numbing that, as you say, you have college students there, and there's the old argument about, well, the brain isn't fully developed until you're 25, and they're being bombarded with this. And it's no wonder that you have, as you mentioned, such a high percentage of young men doing this. How can they not?
Yeah, so we there was a recent interview. We were talking to one of our own students, and he related how when he was, you know, he was excited to turn 21.
Yeah.
One of the reasons he was excited was because then he'd be, you know, legal to bet.
Wow.
He'd be of, you know, a legal age where he could use these platforms. And that's just nothing, you know, for some of us that are a little bit older.
Yeah.
That was never a thing when we turned 21 that we were excited about.
Yeah.
And now for young men, this is something that's out there. I just want to also get at one other thing you just mentioned.
Sure.
One of the real issues that we're confronting in this space is around prop bets.
Yeah.
I think on two levels. One, you know, they are, you know, for a team sport, they're the most easily manipulable, you know, easily manipulated by an individual. And we've seen that with the, you know, the pitchers for the Guardians were there. You know, you could bet on whether it was going to be a ball or strike. And so you can throw that first pitch ball and you've now, a number of people are making tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
The other part of that I think is very concerning is I think it's also part of the rise of harassment of athletes that we're seeing, not just at the pro level, but at the college level, because people are betting, that whether this particular athlete is going to have, 10 rebounds or 9 rebounds, you know, and when they fall under that line by one or two, they're now hearing from, you know, these bettors out there.
Yeah.
And they're sometimes really, you know, hearing some terrible things. And I think particularly for college athletes, this is a real problem. That I think we have to confront.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Andrew Miller, Director of the Sports Communications and Media Graduate Program at Sacred Heart, talking about a poll that was done recently regarding better confidence among the betting scandals. Dr. Miller, thanks. We appreciate it. We'll chat down the road. Be good. Thank you.
Thank you.